Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mike will be back. Stoney, let's get it back. It's two mics. Stoney will be back tomorrow as well.
And then Friday when you are actually off, even though you forgot that you were off.
Right. You'll be here.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be the Mike and Mike show. Mm-hmm. So. Going to throw a little bit of a curveball.
Okay.
NFL Combine yesterday.
I watched
all weekend.
I watched a little bit of it.
Starting, yeah, we saw a little bit of it on Friday. So I do want to ask Lions fans out there a question for those who watched. Because there was some highlights, some very notable moments. I mean, my goodness. Xavier Worthy, shoes are still smoking as he ran a 4.21. Wow. On his second run, not the first
one. Oh, I know.
Because normally your first run is your best run. He went back, said, I wanted to do it again. You watch the quarterback drills. You're out there. You're watching Penix. You're watching JJ. You're watching the big fellas, you know, doing the, you know, moving around, doing the offensive line, defensive line drills. So my question is this for Lions fans out there, if those who watch the combine, who'd you fall in love with? Because you did. I know you did. It was somebody that you're saying, wow, I wish he was there for the Lions. Who is the guy that if you were Brad Holmes, you would actually think about trading up to get? 248-539-9797. Who is the guy after watching the combine that you're like so infatuated with, you're hoping Brad Holmes makes that move? Brad Holmes saw what you saw. Brad Holmes saw that person and said, we got to get this guy here. He's going to look great in Honolulu blue and silver. Who is that guy? Stoney, I'm normally not reserved to falling in love with a guy because Brad Holmes breaks your heart because he never takes the one that you want.
I know. We both wanted Jalen Carter.
Right.
I worked out pretty well so far.
It has. But I'm going to go back to defense. I'm going to go to a position that I think that the Lions need. And I'm going to go to a player who played roughly about, 40, 50 miles away from Detroit. I'm going to go with Quinnen Mitchell, cornerback.
He's your Sauce Gardner. There's no
Toledo,
doubt. There's no doubt.
You missed out on Sauce.
Yeah.
He went out there. He ran a 4.33 40. I mean, this guy, I think, presented himself to come off as cornerback number one. He'll be the first one taken in the draft. You're probably going to have to move up. Now, the good news is a lot of quarterbacks are going to get taken first. A lot of receivers are going to get taken. So I don't think you got to move up as much to get him, but it would require you to go up there. I mean, the funny thing was, and I know, you know, their careers could be different, but they did the comparison with him and Sauce Gardner running that 40.
Right.
And he beat Sauce Gardner. It's like, this may be your chance to go out there and get a cornerback, a lockdown. No, I know. The last time when Sauce Gardner was there, you didn't want to do that because of the last corner you took so high, and it didn't work out.
Well, they also took Aiden there, too.
So. No. I know, but right. It was like, just saying Sauce Gardner's name was like, oh, you can't, you know.
Right, yeah. Right, because of Okuda.
Jeff Okuda, and yeah. It was, there was no chance. But now that I think you're better, it's a position of need. You don't have to worry about trading with anybody, going out and trying to get somebody in free agency. You can lock up your own guy and have him for the next 5 years. So that was my guy. Watching the combine, I'm like, man, Quinnen Mitchell, cornerback from Toledo, he's got everything that you need. He's got everything, if you're Lions fans, that you want out there. He's cute. He's cornerback one, CB1, hands, head and shoulders. That was my guy. 248-539-9797. Was there a person that you saw and you're like, in your world, man, I wish Brad Holmes would move up, take this guy, because this guy could be the piece for the Lions?
There were two guys I really liked, but they wouldn't be guys that would be really impactful this year because of the position they play and who's already on the team. I kind of fell in love with a beaver. Fuaga of Oregon State. But they really don't need an offensive tackle right now. They will down the road with Taylor Decker, though. You put Fuaga and Sewell, that's a decade. Right, I watched some highlights of him, too. He's a mauler.
Does Decker have one more year on his contract?
Yes.
Yes. Okay?
Okay.
It can work out. Yeah, so
it could work out.
He could drop, or they wouldn't have to pick that high. The other one is also an offensive lineman. And they wouldn't have to trade up that far. And it's a position of need because of Jonah Jackson will probably be let go. And you'll keep Glasgow, but that's all a short-term thing. And that's the kid from the other part of the state of Oregon, Jackson Powers Johnson. Guard, can play a little center, versatile. Who knows with Ragnow? I mean, I know the center from West Virginia, everybody loved Frazier. I mean, he broke his leg, and then what, three months later, he's out in the combine. That would be awesome, but I wouldn't take a center in the first round when you already have Ragnow, even though he has his injury concerns. But those two offensive linemen, I love them.
But see, I'm looking at the Oregon State right tackle for the same reason why, you know, if you took a center, both guys, if they come, Ragnow comes back, you're probably going to get another year out of him.
Right.
Decker, contract's up.
Yeah.
And maybe you just move on and you go younger, controllable, because that way you can sign some of your players that are due right now. Sony, I'm not mad at it. You went with the sensible picks. Yeah. You went with the linemen. Linemen are not sexy. There's not a lot of sizzle with them.
Right. I mean, look, maybe it's not being realistic as far as going from 29 to 8 or 7 or, you know, top 10 to get Verse, because he looked really damn good too. And so did the other kid from Florida State, the transfer from Western Michigan.
Braden Fisk.
Yes.
Braden Fisk.
Now,
yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You may be able to actually get him without moving up.
Well, then
he may slide down. Now, he went there, and Combine was very helpful for him.
Yeah.
Like him and like some people who just went out there and did like some phenomenal things. You may be able to get him. Okay, you could pair him with Aiden Hutchinson, and I think you got Aiden a playmate. Because that's always been my other big thing, that you got to get somebody on the other side.
Right.
But I think cornerback is just a glaring need for this team. So 248-539-9797. Was there somebody you saw this weekend you fell in love with? And you're like, man, this kid would look good playing for the Lions. You hope that Brad Holmes saw exactly what you saw. And he's going to end up becoming a Lion with that first pick.
Well, the other thing on Mitchell is, well, Brad Holmes, he won't take a cornerback there.
Until he does.
Yeah, and until he would have if Seattle didn't take Weatherspoon last year.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody pretty much acknowledges the fact that if Seattle would have gone a different direction, the Lions would have taken Weatherspoon. And that would have been a really damn good pick.
And the funny thing is I think that now Lions fans are finally over Jeff Okuda.
Yes, they are.
Okay, because you won. You won some playoff games. I think Jeff Okuda is now flushed out of the system that it's okay to go get a corner high in the draft. You don't have to worry about, well, what if this guy's a bust? Because Witherspoon turned out to be pretty good. And Holmes knew what he was doing. He just wasn't available.
Right. The reason why I think we're over Jeff Okuda-itis is because the person who inflicted that disease doesn't work here anymore.
He doesn't. But it's still, man, it was fans were gunshot. It's like,
I know.
You know what? Stoney, I don't know what it is about Detroit people. It was like trades for the longest. If you traded away a prospect, how many times you had to hear about John Smoltz if you were the Tigers? But they got rid of Smoltz, dude.
Yeah.
You weren't alive when they made that trade.
Right, and who knows if John Smoltz would have been that good here.
Right, but it's same when it comes to a cornerback that I think a lot of people are just so, you know, oh my goodness, you can't take a corner. Jeff Okuda sucked, blah, blah. I look at that, I'm like, man, you got to go out there. You can get this guy. Quinnen Mitchell from Toledo could be your number one corner. You can move Sutton over. You can do whatever you want in free agency. But I think you're going to have your lockdown guy for at least the next 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
And you may have to move up to get him, but I think it's worth the move.
Well, here's the other thing. Not that they would get him anyway. Would you rather do that and, you know, you'll give up some draft capital to move up, or not do that and spend a boatload of money on Snead?
See, I would just move up and get your own guy. That's just me. I know. 248-539-9797. Who's the guy you fell in love with? Who's the guy that you want to see the Lions go make that move for? You watched the combine all weekend. Who did you walk away most impressed with? We will get what David and Kenny thinks and what you think next. 97.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I asked the question, who is it that you saw that you want to see? David, Kenny, Kenny.
So I was hesitant at first, but I like draft.
See that black?
Exactly. Except this is a white kid. Braden Fisk is who I like. I like the idea of getting D-line and drafting D-line before. I like the idea of going corner. I feel like they're just a little bit easier to scout, a lot better of a return you're going to get. With corner, it feels like more of a risk. So I'm a Braden Fisk guy. 6'5", 300 pounds. Had a pretty nice 40 time for that.
Now, I think Kenny, the thing is, I think he's going to be the surprise person in the first round. That I didn't see him as a first rounder, but late in the draft, you could probably get him. I'm not mad if they do. Lord knows I've been preaching. Stoney, I want somebody on the D-line. I don't want an offensive player with that first pick because you got enough.
Unless it's an offensive lineman. Because I love Fuaga from Oregon State. Because you're going to lose Decker probably in a year or two. And you put a bookend this kid with Sewell and you're set for a decade.
But you know what? I guess I'm looking at next year. I'm not really looking. Okay. 2 years down the line, I'm looking at because I know a lot of Lions fans don't believe me. Your window's open now. Okay.
Oh, I know.
It's good to plan like you are doing, but you got to go all in. You got to push the chips in all for next season because you don't know how long this ride is going to last. 248-539-9797. David, who'd you like?
By the way, the Lions have done that before. For some reason, I'm having a brain lapse, but the Iowa tackle they drafted years ago, who ended up playing for the Vikings later on, they drafted him.
Riley Reiff.
Yes, they basically used him as their sixth offensive lineman and brought him in for the large package offensive plays. But as you know, the combine is what I do. I sit down, I take notes, I watch everything.
You DVR Sunday morning when you were in church?
I did.
Okay.
I did. So let me give you a couple names that I have. You all mentioned a few of them. Braden Fisk, outstanding combine for him. Jared Verse was amazing as well. Quinyon Mitchell, that would probably be the guy for me. But there's another one that kind of solidified himself with me because he was going to be a top corner going into the college football season, kind of fell back a little bit. Because Clemson fell back.
Oh, yeah.
But it's Nate Wiggins.
Yeah.
Nate Wiggins, for sure, he ran a 4.28, and he's 6'1". I'm a fan of bigger corners, taller corners. So him running a 4.28 still tells me, okay, you know what, you can be tall, you can still have that speed, have that arm length. And that's I really love what I saw from Nate Wiggins in the combine. That will probably be the guy, just to kind of give a different name from your Mitchell, because I really like Mitchell. But a different corner to think about for Lions fans would be Nate Wiggins.
I like Wiggins, too. But for either Mitchell or Wiggins, you're going to have to move up. It was a time that back when people thought that Kool-Aid McKinstry was good, he lost money. He was one of those that...
Oh, yeah. The injury, yeah, absolutely,
yeah,
too.
But, I mean, it is... Yeah. He already was questionable.
You know who else I lost money because he wasn't as good as people thought was Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, but coming off of the injury, I'm okay with that because that's one where I saw what he could do when he's completely healthy.
Yeah,
he's a game changer that was stuck in Iowa. And had he played on any other team, he would be a top pick. But he played on a team that averaged about 16 points a game.
Look, we know like the Holmes thing with the cornerback. If he would fall to 29 without trading up, I'd love if they could take Rakestraw from Missouri, but will he be there?
But here's the thing, Stoney, because you always hear, oh, this guy's moving up. Well, if somebody moves up, I mean, somebody has to move down.
Right. Well, who is the people that are moving people up and down? People who do mock drafts. We have no clue.
Right.
That's the one thing Holmes has always said, and I agree with him. If you like a guy, you get the guy, okay, whether you have to trade up or not. And I don't know how many he'll say, he'll probably won't tell us now, how many first-round grades there are in this draft. Look, obviously, wide receiver and offensive linemen look like they're stacked.
Wide receiver, offensive linemen, and quarterbacks, because you may get about 5 to 6 quarterbacks taken in the first round. You may get about 6 or 7 wide receivers. So you're right. That means the defensive players, this isn't that year where they're top heavy.
Right.
Well, you may have your pick of a guy who fits that need. Now, on a side note, David, you watched the whole thing. Caleb Williams had nothing to do last weekend. I mean, he went to the combine to say, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to eat candy. And I'm just going to sit around and do absolutely nothing.
And he supported a lot of his teammates and a lot of his group mates and people like that. Like, he didn't just bolt. I mean, he was on the field at the end.
Well, he was high-fiving the players as they left after drills.
Trying to show that he could be a good teammate, which I never doubted.
If you're there, go put on some shoes, go put on some shorts. Right. And run some drills.
Right. Well, at least he talked to the press. Marvin Harrison didn't even talk.
Daniels just left. Like, if you're not going to do something, just go home.
I'm with you, Rico. I don't want to see your face after you've done your portion. Yeah. You're not going to work out. You're not going to run. Okay, you did interviews, so then leave.
Right. So why are you here?
The camera should be showing you walking out of the stadium. Mm-hmm. That's it. I don't need to see you anymore eating candy. That was ridiculous.
Right. I was like, how long are we going to go with this whole candy bit? And, oh, this is sour. I'm like, what are we doing? Seriously, what are we doing? Caleb, go home. Just
go home. Get fitted for your Bears jersey. Everything will be fine.
I wouldn't take them.
I think they will. But
they will. I think it's a big mistake. But that's a whole nother show in and of itself. Dave, a couple ticket texts. Before we get to the phone lines, 248-539-9797.
Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU, big body receiver with all kinds of upside. I would trade up for him, by the way.
Hold on a second. The Lions already traded up for a receiver two drafts ago in J-Mo. You're going to, if St. Brown, you assume you're going to trade up for a third wide receiver? No way.
Yeah, but let me give you this number here. We talked about RAS scores on this show. Goes up to 10. He had a 9.97. So just saying.
Maybe. I'm not saying he's a really good player.
Almost a perfect RAS score.
No. We've broken the code for Holmes. The higher the RAS score, the more likely he picks somebody.
Okay.
If it's a low score, but it's a player that everybody loves, he will pass on them. But if it's a player, it's the dirty little secret. He fell in love with the RAS score. Taking a wide receiver.
No. I can't. Not on this team now.
Why not?
Because I believe that J-Mo is going to get better.
Okay.
And he played well.
So you got J-Mo, you got St. Brown.
You got St. Brown, and I think he's shown that he can find really good receivers later in the draft, and there's also people out there free agency-wise as well.
Right, but you get a receiver for cheap. You upgrade Reynolds?
Yeah, but I mean, no, there's too many other needs. To me, that's a major luxury pick. For them.
You brought back Ben Johnson for another year for a reason. You didn't bring him back to just sit there and stand pat. You brought him back because he's going to run this offense. I'm not mad. I wouldn't do it.
Right.
I'm not mad.
Right. So you wouldn't do it either. So we agree. Actually agree.
But if the Lions took another receiver, it fits their MO. Okay. We who thought that they were going to go out and get Jahmyr Gibbs?
No one.
Me.
No, I know.
And it worked out for him. They just have a way. 248-539-9797. Who would you take? Who did you fall in love with? Who do you want to see Brad Holmes make a move for? And wear the Honolulu blue and silver? We'll get your phone calls next. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sheldon, you're leading off. You're on 97.1. Sheldon.
Shelton.
Shelton. All right. We're going to move on. Dean, you're on 97.1.
Hi. How's it going, guys?
Good. Hey, man.
I forget the left tackle's name for Georgia. It's that big. He's like 6'8", 300 pounds.
Mims.
I watched a lot of Georgia ball this year, and He played very well. I think he would be a good addition for the offensive line.
Kenny, is he a first rounder?
Yeah, he's probably a late first rounder, but he's like 6'8", 340, 350. He's a massive human being.
Tackle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking at a mock draft right now. Not.
Appreciate the call, Dean.
Make what you want of some mock drafts, but they have him going 2 picks before the Lions at 27. 6'7", 340.
I mean, you can get that guy, and now, yeah, you can bring him along, get him up to speed. Decker, yeah, you're kind of on notice. This mm-hmm. is, we did draft your replacement. But this is the one thing I've always respected about David Steelers. They always drafted the other guy's replacement.
Yeah.
And you knew it going in.
Right.
Oh, you're a linebacker. So am I. But I'm younger than you. I'll be starting next year. Thanks for playing. But you're going to be gone. You're a wide receiver. Great. We're going to let you go. We just drafted your replacement. He'll, you know, get him up to speed, and then we'll send you off with a gold watch. So I'm all for if the Lions do that, I think that's a smart move. Yeah. I'm not going to be angry.
No.
I mean, like I said, yes, offensive line position.
It's not sexy it's when you're not, picking at 29. But
when you had, when all of those linemen were together, they had only lost one game, and that was the Cowboy game.
Right.
And some, that was debatable whether you lost that game or not.
Correct.
But when they were all together, you couldn't beat them. So I'm okay. If you want to upgrade that offensive line, definitely. David, a couple ticket texts before we get back to the phone lines.
I love this one. Chop Robinson had himself a day, and I would trade up for him if he's there in the late teens, early 20s.
It's funny you mentioned the mock draft that I was just referencing has him going to the Lions at 29.
Yeah. I think the Patriots are going to be the team that kind of lets everybody knows what's going to happen next. The Patriots and the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
If they each go quarterback and they move up or try to get another QB, then I think a lot of those defensive players will slide down to the point where Holmes will probably have three of the top five players he wants will all be sitting there, and he now will have to choose which one he wants. But Chop Robinson, yeah, he had a pretty good weekend. I like him. The corner spot is just, it's a glaring yes. need, and if you can get a young one without having to overpay for him, because here's the beauty of it. Let's just say he does go the route of Okuda. You're not paying him a ton of money. You release him at the end of year three or four like they did Okuda, and you move on. Rather than signing somebody, trying to lock him up, and then it doesn't quite work
out.
Well,
let me ask our Georgia insider here, Kenny Cott. Is Lassiter a late first-round pick, or is he more of a second round?
He could be. I mean, he's right on that fringe.
I mean, I don't know. If you want Georgia, they didn't even make the playoffs this year. Bunch of losers. Jeff, you're on 97.1.
Hi. Well, I'm from Toledo, and I just told Kenny I had a crush on Mitchell before, and now I'm totally smitten with that, Mitchell being the one. And I figure you're going to have to move up to maybe the middle of the first round to get him. But also, from Florida State, Verse and Frisk, both. Either one of those guys would look really, really good on our defensive line.
Yep. You'd have to move up to get either one of them. Maybe not Fisk as much, but definitely Verse you're going to have to.
Fisk, you may have to move up a spot or two, but Verse and Mitchell, you're going to have to move up to the teens, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Yeah, you're going to have to move up to, yeah, there's no way unless they do something stupid right before the draft and it's, you know, a Warren Sapp type of situation mm-hmm. where they just start falling, which I still think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers planted that and so that Sapp would fall right into their lap. Because they didn't hesitate to draft him because it came out that he had, you know, was smoked weed.
Do they need, the Lions need their tunsil moment?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I don't think I will ever see anything like that again.
That was unbelievable.
Laramie Tunsil, the what was it?
The mask.
His stepfather
yes.
put the photo out. Like, what are we doing yes. here? Man, that's, yeah.
Keep doing that, you'll be my stepfather.
Right. I'd be sitting there, Mom, that's your guy. That's not my real daddy. 248-539-9797. Ron, you're on 97.1. You okay?
Ron, the popo coming over? What's going on?
No. Well, first off, my name's Ryan, and it's the fire. It's the it's shift change at the firehouse.
Okay.
Okay.
I live in a small town. That's how we tell time.
Okay. All right. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna put you on. Oh, is it over yet? All right, we're going to put you on hold. David, put him on hold for me. All right. I could not take that. Hold tight.
It was like Saturday at 1 o'clock. Right. First Saturday of the month around.
I'm
here.
Like, is he getting pulled over?
Yeah.
Like,
that's a small town if that shift change. That's what they do for shift change.
How about you just walk in and say, guys, go home? Yeah. Go home. We're done.
I think we should start doing that for shift changes. Just play a really loud noise before Rieger gets here.
Instead of crosstalk?
Yeah, exactly.
Just Rieger just goes on and on.
By the way,
that is the sound that we play.
Speaking of which, is Michigan the only state or this area? I don't have no idea that does the big siren the first Saturday at 1 o'clock.
No, I think it's like a every state type.
Okay. I have no idea. I've only lived here, so I don't know.
I didn't remember it anywhere else I've lived, whether it be Maryland or Pennsylvania.
I've seen it before. I've heard it before. Right. So it's not just a here thing. I think it's something nationally that you have to do. Okay. Don't freak out. All right, let's try this again. Ryan, much better.
I'm back. I'm back and shift change is over.
All right, Ryan, who'd you fall in love with?
Well, you guys were just talking about him. Jared Verse, man. I'm a diehard Florida State fan. I would love to see him here. I know to trade up for him, we would probably have to sacrifice a lot. But can you imagine putting Jared Verse opposite Aiden Hutchinson? I mean, no quarterback would ever drop back on us again because someone's going to get him. And, you know, someone mentioned Frisk. I'd love to see him, too. I mean, but that's the one I really want. I want Jared Verse.
He's going to be
starting to neutralize Hutchinson.
He's going to be a top 10 pick, though. So let me ask you this, Ryan. How did you become a Florida State fan? Dion, or did you go there, or what?
I was raised on Florida State. My father went to Florida State.
That's
so,
perfect
as I
reason.
Grew up, that's all I watched. And my father actually played at Florida State. So, you know, it's built in, and, you know, it's just I've been a Florida State fan growing up all the way. So
Ryan was not allowed to wear any
blue and orange.
No, or orange and green.
Nope. I never wore orange, never wore green. My second two favorite college football teams are who's ever playing Florida and who's ever playing Miami.
So your two least favorite words are wide left, right?
Come on, don't do that, man.
That is correct. We are, yes. Yes, there's a lot of pain when any time that phrase is mentioned. I completely understand.
Ryan, I'm sorry. We're going to have shift change here in a minute.
I'll sign your Danny Cannell poster.
I appreciate the phone call.
Favorite line of all time, Kez McCorvey.
Come on, man. You're bringing up bad memories for the man.
Should have asked him how that playoff appearance was this year.
Yeah. Oh. I brought up Dion. That was a good memory.
That would have been a flag.
Yeah.
That would have been a flag.
I guess I should have did that. I don't know what I was thinking.
I know. That would have been a good one. Well, hey, they came up here and smoked Michigan when they had Buckley and that team.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Amp Lee, I believe, just ran all over Michigan that game, if my memory is correct, which sometimes it is and sometimes it's not.
Yeah, still doesn't top the Nick Moore game, but.
That was a classic. I think that game was worse than the App State game. And I've gotten into major argument. Yes. Losing to Toledo, right?
You know what?
No.
I couldn't see the App State game. It was on the Big Ten Network.
Right.
It was their very first game.
Yes, no one saw it.
Yes. It was the Toledo game. It wasn't that they lost to a MAC team. Toledo that year was horrific.
They were.
And they couldn't stop more.
App State was like top division two.
Yes, and they had.
So they had athletes on the field.
Was it Avante Edwards or whatever the quarterback was? He was unbelievable.
Armani Edwards?
Something like that.
But yeah, Toledo, Michigan State was playing Notre Dame. And my roommate, we were driving there, so I'm like trying to refresh the phone.
Right.
Because streaming wasn't a thing at the time. I'm like, for some reason, it's stuck at 1 second. I don't know what happened. It's stuck at 1 second. And then the next thing you know, it flashed up. I was like, man, you may need to pull the car over. Toledo just won this game. But like I said, for App State, we were all at the MSU press conference. And you remember the double wide trailers?
Yes.
We were stuck in the double wide trailers. And I think Hondo had the fastest phone. So he was giving us the updates like, And he said, guys, you're not going to believe this. And before he could say, you're not going to believe this, I guess they flashed a score in the stadium.
People going crazy.
And all the fans who were still left just started cheering. So,
and Hondo went home and got excited about it afterwards, I'm sure, too. Yeah.
Well, there's little Hondo. I think he's probably, what is he, about 8 or 9? So you may be right. You know what? Let's do a little NFL football next. Let's just steer clear of this 97.1.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Guys, a new team is entering the chat for Justin Fields, the Las Vegas Raiders. According to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, the Raiders are likely one of the teams interested in Justin Fields. We've heard of Atlanta, we've heard of Pittsburgh, we've heard of Minnesota, but not the Raiders. Your thought on the Raiders possibly trading for Justin Fields?
Well, going in, what, O'Connell's going to be their starter as of now, right?
They don't have a quarterback.
Right. I mean, it makes it makes a lot of sense.
It does.
It really does. I'd be, if I'm a Raider fan, I'd say, yeah, because we're not going to be able to probably get somebody we want. And, you know, unless they go get a, they're not getting Kirk Cousins. They're not getting a veteran, because a veteran's not going to go there and compete with Mahomes in that division and compete with Harbaugh and whoever Denver's going to come up with.
You know, the funny thing is, first of all, I'm with you. I think Antonio Pierce would love to get him. I think that he would really, his career would take off. Now, with all these teams who want him, it amazed me there's one team that doesn't. Team he's on. Imagine if they flipped the number one pick, got a Herschel Walker deal. For that number one pick, you can get three more number one picks. You already have a second number one pick at pick number 9. Like, you could really help yourself, but Chicago is so afraid of passing on Caleb Williams. But they actually did themselves a favor. Remember, they traded out of the pick last year because of Bryce Young.
Yeah.
They looked pretty smart because Bryce Young wasn't that good.
Don't you think they're afraid of making the same mistake they made when they Trubisky instead of Mahomes?
Possibly, but you know, it happens. But you have a it's not like you have a quarterback that nobody wants. Like, other teams are saying, we will take this man, and you're only going to get probably a second round pick, or you wise up and let Caleb, like, oh, he's just generational talent. Like, no, he's a quarterback, and he's David. I'm sorry, I've gotten on a tangent.
No, you're fine, because it's going to lead into another discussion, which is still about the Bears. Which is Justin Fields and Caleb Williams, because okay, it's all together. Because Caleb Williams, we all know by now, he decided not to do anything at the combine. Well, reports are coming out that this is going to delay the process of trading Fields and maybe trading the first-round pick, depending on what they do, because he didn't do any medicals. So now teams won't be willing to trade for the first-round pick if they don't have medicals on Caleb Williams, or trade for Justin Fields, because free agency will start and they'll have to continue with building their roster and can't trade for Justin Fields because they're waiting on the Bears.
This once again goes back to what I said. Why was he there? What are you here for? They don't have candy out in L.A.?
Is he going to do any pro days like the Bears?
He will, but then he'll have to do medicals for each team that wants to talk to him individually.
Well, he said, how about this? Just get one doctor and say you can share the information with the other 32 doctors.
Someone you trust.
Our health plan.
Yes.
Right. Like, okay.
one doctor, as long as they're in network.
Let's be real. The Lions probably aren't going to be working him out. And so you're probably looking at about 5 teams that are legitimately, these 5, okay, here's my medical report. Either you're injured or you're not, but this was the biggest waste of time. I know people fell in love with the fact that he's so happy and jovial. Go home. Go home. Well, so, yes, he's already screwing over the Bears. And you know what? The Bears deserve it. If they're this stupid that you're going to let somebody who's not even on your team dictate what's going on, you deserve everything you get.
Yeah, they kind of do deserve it here. So let's talk about running backs here. We know on this show we don't pay running backs or we don't even draft them in the first round. But let's talk about this for a second because ESPN did an article based on who is most likely to earn the double-digit average they want. There's a lot of big-name running backs here. You got Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Saquon, and Tony Pollard. Were any of them get the double digits that they're looking for, like $12 million a year?
If I was to give one of them double digits, you might disagree. It would be, for me, it would be Derrick Henry, because I just think he is just so freaking good. He can do everything. And he's tough as hell.
He can still do that.
And you know what the funny thing is? When you go back after everything you know about Derrick Henry, wasn't a first-round pick.
That's right.
Wasn't a first-round pick? Because I'm going back looking through that draft like, well, where's Derrick Henry? Wow, he was not a first-round pick, not even a high second-round pick. I would say whoever goes to Dallas, because I think the Cowboys, Jerry Jones is going to overpay. And I think it's going to be for Derrick Henry. It's going to sell a lot of tickets. Also, if staying in the state of Texas, this is the smartest fit for me. If Saquon goes to the Texans, he will enhance that team. You'll give C.J. Stroud a great safety valve to already go with everything that they have.
Yeah, I think, right. Nico Collins and Tank Dell when he comes back from being healthy.
They have the money that they can overpay for Saquon and kind of turn Saquon into their Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, you're going to help us to that next level. So those two, David.
So let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals. They sit at number four. There was a lot of buzz going around during the combine regarding whether they trade out of four, because they need a lot of pieces on their roster. It's pretty bare. So would you trade out of four, or would you stay at four and just take Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I would trade out. I mean, they traded out last year. It didn't quite work the way they thought it was going to work, because I was the Texans. Yeah, they traded with the Texans.
Yes.
Because they thought the Texans would be bad, so they would end up with like two top five picks. Texas were good, but you still have two picks. Yes. Because there's so many receivers out there, I like Marvin Harrison, but I don't think that Marvin Harrison is him, where it's just him and nobody else. You can get a good receiver.
If you were to get Neighbors and extra picks.
You can get Neighbors.
Or Roma Dunze.
You can get a Dunze and you can get extra picks. They need help out there. They have a lot of holes to fill. I would trade that pick, especially the Giants are sitting there at six. So even if you just swap, you probably could still get Marvin Harrison at six.
Right, and you could probably get another. I don't think you're going to get a second to move down to.
Oh, no, no. Here's, if I'm trading with the Giants, I got your, I'm getting your, we're swapping,
right.
And I got your first rounder next year.
Well, then if I'm the Cardinals, I would definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, yeah.
Because think about it. I think with the whole chart, that's what it's worth.
Yes.
Is we're swapping and I get your number one, or I get, you know, your second pick for the next 2 years. Something like that. So you're going to make this worth my while if you want your franchise QB.
Watch out for Atlanta at eight. If they're going to trade up, if they want a quarterback.
We giving up on Desmond Ridder already?
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. There'll be more on the trade-up possibilities later in the show. But let's end this here with an emotional.
Hold on. Before we end with your emotional thing, NFL, if they pass this rule, I'll give them credit for being smart again. Because we need this, but it is possible. One of the rule changes, in the fourth quarter, if you're down, you will be allowed to do onside kicks again. Not like the onside kicks that you saw the Lions try to do, but real onside kicks where you can get, you know, flood one side of the field. You can try to get the ball back.
But you have to tell them. You can't be a surprise.
Well, then what's the point?
Exactly.
All right, you know what? You're not as smart. David, go ahead.
Yeah, let's finish it off with an emotional story here. Stoney, you'll probably be sad and cry like everyone, right, when they watch this. Jason Kelce had a press conference and announced his retirement. He cried. Everyone in the room cried. We were supposed to cry, apparently, according to social media.
According to social media. No. Like, if you're not crying, you just don't have a heart. I guess I need to go see the wizard.
I didn't even watch the whole thing. I was obviously, you know, when the word leaked out and he denied that he told anybody, you know, after the game.
In the locker room.
Locker room after when they were knocked out of the playoffs. Yeah. Yes, exactly. When they lost to Tampa. Look, he's going to the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he's first ballot, but he's a great player.
We're going to see him still on our TV screen, though, next year. He'll be on somebody's network.
Yeah, right? He's too entertaining.
And he should.
Yeah, he's entertaining.
He's funny. He's entertaining. And don't forget, I believe WrestleMania is in Philadelphia this year.
And I'd rather see him. I'm not anticipating Brady. I'd rather see him. That's just me. But, yeah.
People forgot who recruited him in Cincinnati, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rico. Yeah.
Mark D'Antonio. Mm-hmm. That was one of his underrated people. So
it definitely was. And that is In Football Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.